Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is DeJuan Boyd, a.k.a. DJ Rabbit, representing Rabbit Productions, hanging out chilling with my girl, Cy Boogie. That's right, Cy Brown, right here on LifeRemixedRadio.com. Say word.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, January 6th, and it's your girl, Cy Brown, right here on Life Remixed Radio. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We really, really appreciate it, the entire team and I. Today is a great day. A lot of things are going on. A lot of things are happening. And actually, today is day two of our Mastering Your Health series. This entire month, I've developed an entire success series. And this first week, we're focusing on health. Next week, we're focusing on love and relationships. The third week of January, we are discussing in-depth spirituality, awareness, consciousness, cognizance, and everything dealing with spirituality. And we kind of do that on a regular basis anyway, but we're going to kind of turn it up a notch just for the sake of our success series this month. And then for the final week of the show, as part of our success series, we're going to talk about wealth building and prosperity. And that's something that's very near and dear to my heart anyway. So these are just some of the things. So thank you for joining us. Thank you for hanging out with us every single day at 12 noon. And as many of you know, tomorrow DeJuan will be joining us for our weekly life study, which is great. I'm excited about that. I love when he comes on the show because he blesses us and gives us so much information. And it's always very timely, always very relevant. So he will be hosting, co-hosting with me tomorrow, just going through our weekly Ecclesia Bible study and understanding that God lives in us and there's more to life and more to the universe and more to study than just going to church every single week. There's a whole body of people that really love God, may not feel comfortable in a church, but really want to understand their purpose in the universe. So I just say thank you very much for joining us. And as always, to get most of the updates about the show and things that I talk about on a regular basis, feel free to follow me on Twitter. So just log on to twitter.com, T-W-I-T-T-E-R, and then you hit /Life Remixed, which is the name of the show, and you'll be able to follow my updates. And it's so amazing. I have over 1,600 followers on Twitter, and I wake up every morning and there's just a bunch more people following me, and that's a good thing. So I take it, lives are definitely being blessed. So that makes me feel good, and it makes me feel like I'm definitely walking in my purpose. So that's yay to that. Also, for those of you, I know we had a discussion, I'm trying to get all of the important stuff out of the way, for all of you who were wondering about the internet and the blogging. I posted a lot of stuff yesterday up to bloghustle.info, and I posted more information up this morning on bloghustle.info. And it's because I blog, and a lot of people have wondered, hey, you know, how can I start blogging? So hopefully if you visit bloghustle.info, it's really just a place where I find certain things that are helpful to me in blogging. And it's really, I think it really can be a benefit to a lot of people. So just take a look at it when you have a chance. No pressure, no rush. You know, if you like the information, you can subscribe. Not making any money, or it's not a business or anything like that. It's just a place where you can kind of learn information about blogging and really promoting your brand and promoting your message. So just take a look at that. Okay, so now we got some house cleaning stuff out of the way. Today's lesson, again, is Mastering Your Health, and this is day two of three. And what I took the liberty of doing is putting the information on the internet before today's show. So that means you can actually log on to liferemixed.net, www.liferemixed.net, and that will take you to our online community, and you can follow exactly what I'm going to be saying for today's show directly online. Now, which is really good is because I say a lot of things, but because this topic is very, very important and because I think this is really helpful information, I want to make sure that it's traceable or trackable, whichever is the best word to use, so everybody has a way to kind of resource this information, have access to this information. And then if you're a member of the online community of liferemix.net, then, of course, you know, you're a member of the community. But I made sure that the information that I'm posting up right now is free and it is of public knowledge. So definitely feel free to log on to liferemix.net and you'll be able to take a look at all of the things that I'll be talking about on today's show. And I've got some pretty good stuff that we're talking about today. We're continuing yesterday's conversation about health and the importance of health, because too many people that I know are dying at such a young age. They have cancer and just some really horrible health things. So just definitely follow along on the blog again, and I'll repeat it just, you know, for people that are listening in and out or for people who may be at work. You can log on to www.liferemixed.net, and everything that I'm talking about and everything moving forward for this year that we talk about on the radio will be on that site. It's also on my personal website, but, you know, I like giving the site that's more based on a community. So on that note, just a big shout-out to everybody who's joining us in the chat room. Good morning, True. It's absolutely a pleasure seeing you, and I need to connect with you, and I will do it today, so you can be on a guest on the show next week if your schedule avails itself, because next week we're talking all about love and relationships, and I know you have a radio show as well, which comes on Thursday nights at 8 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio. So I really would love you to lend your expertise. And when you have called in during the show, you've always been an amazing guest and just, you know, an all-around good dude. So thank you very much for always listening and your obedience and just hanging out. Yeah, it says you have my numbers. Yeah, I do have your numbers, but it's the point of having your number, knowing, okay, I'm getting ready to call True, and then actually calling you. So, but I have to make sure that gets done, because I was a little negligent in contacting Tiffany for this week, but I do believe she'll avail herself tomorrow, because she's going to teach us all about food labels and all of those types of things, which is very, very important. So on that note, just hello, a very quick hello. Hey, High Road, what's going on, my darling? Thank you so much for joining us today. Just a quick recap of yesterday's show for those who may be downloading this through iTunes. Yesterday was day one of the Mastering Your Health series, and yesterday we talked about detoxing for fitness and health. We talked about colonics. We talked about the lymph glands. We talked about the liver. We talked about the kidneys and the lungs and all of those things. So if you did not get a chance, please download, because it's three parts, yesterday, today, as well as tomorrow. Yesterday's show, we also talked about tips to boost your metabolism, such as strength training, eating breakfast, which we had a very lengthy discussion about eating breakfast, eating spicy foods, getting more sleep, increasing your water intake, eating smaller meals, never skipping meals, planning your meals in detail, which is good because it saves you money and it helps you plan a better meal. Ditch the stress, guzzle up on green tea, and include more energy foods in your diet, such as fruits and vegetables, beans, and whole grains. And again, all of that information can be found on liferemixed.net as well. So, getting into today's show, let me just see what's going on in the chat room before we move on. Hello, Intimate Conversation. Thank you for joining us. And hello to good people. I listened in the archive. True said, oh, yeah, okay, good. So you heard, you know, a lot of the good talk we were having. Well, today the first thing we're going to discuss is cross-training. Cross-training for fitness and fat loss. And just in my writing, I wanted to make sure that, you know, this is stuff we talked a lot of in December about fitness and weight loss and health. And really, this is really part of an overall, you know, us addressing health, not necessarily weight loss. And I believe weight loss is a benefit of having good health. I don't think it should be the reason we decide to eat healthy. So based on that, just know, and this is all in my article, that the numbers on the scale are not indicative of whether you're fit or fat. Because according to the numbers, and I mentioned this prior, I'm very tall, and it allows me to gain or be a little bit heavier than probably most people. But the minute I start gaining weight, I start to feel very uncomfortable. And so you have to be careful that you're not paying such attention to the numbers that are on your scale to determine if you're fit or fat, but know what feels good for you. And I am not a huge Oprah fan. I like her. I think she's amazing, and I think she is really good for people. But I actually watched her show yesterday because she's talking in depth about how she's gained so much weight. And she shared yesterday about her training and about her meals. And I think just watching that, understanding that our weight gain is not always indicative of what we eat. It could be something that is something that's not working correctly in our body, and that's very important as well. And far more significant than your total body weight is the composition of your body tissue. And if a man's fatty tissue is bigger than, I'd say, 14 up to 15% of his body mass, or if a woman is more than 20 to 22%, they're considered overweight, or more precisely, over fat. And I remember when I joined the gym about 2 years ago, they had me, when I joined the gym and they did my initial assessment, they had me squeeze, I don't even know what this thing is called, it almost looked like a bar, and it had two really big fat handles, and I had to squeeze it. And I guess it tested something, and according to it, I was grossly overweight. And they put me on a program for cross training. And so our first module that we're going to discuss today has to do with cross training for fitness with the benefit of fat loss. And I think the problem now is focused, I think we have to focus on resolving the issue of our health so that way we can enjoy fat loss and subsequent weight loss. Just know that some of the calories that we ingest are used for basal metabolism, and all of this, again, is posted on CyBrown.com as well as LifeRemixed.net. And just so you can follow up and read if you'd like to as we go along. As people get older, which is, you know, one of the things that we really discuss, since this show is pretty much for Gen X and early baby boomers, our bodies require fewer calories for the basic upkeep. And some calories are excreted as waste products, but then some go into work metabolism. And that's actually, and you can Google work metabolism, the energy expenditure required for any physical activity. And that is where our fitness and our fat loss starts to begin. So what happens is if people take in more calories than are used by these functions, there's caloric excess. And just simply by virtue of physics or even the law of inertia, which states something in motion tends to stay in motion and something at rest tends to stay at rest unless acted upon by an outside force, then you're going to get fat. And what's really funny is I learned the law of inertia when I was probably 10 years old, and I never forgot that formula. And it has helped me in so many different areas. And I think that's more of a philosophical principle than a scientific one. So I also encourage you to Google the law of inertia, because if you don't know it, that simple law and tenet will help you in so many other areas of your life. So that's just a little, you know, a little quick fun thing from Cy. But just moving right along, when we think of fighting fat with exercise, like I know, I told you all I watched The Biggest Loser, and these people were really stressing. I watched the girl cry. I watched her fall off the treadmill. I watched her do all of these things, and I'm like, oh, God, that sucks. And I want absolutely no part of it. But what happens is when you think, if this is the case and you think you have to win a war against fat, you're never going to be healthy. And that's because there's so much into losing more by exerting more effort, and then they start to get bored. And I have found with any weight loss that you may lose a couple of pounds, like we talked about yesterday, going through a detox. You may go through a couple of pounds, or you may lose, and then you may not even lose anymore. You may hit a plateau, and then all of a sudden you'll start losing again. And that's why I really am not one to advocate adhering strictly to a scale, because by doing so, you kind of lose focus, because you may not lose weight according to the scale, but you can be building up muscle, and muscle is heavier than fat. So that's, you know, that's something to be aware of. So now if we're at this point, I guess we're all wondering what should be done instead of just winning the war against fat. I don't want to keep looking at the scale. And I think and I believe cross-training can be very beneficial. And in my research, I found that cross-training has so many benefits aside from just not being fat or burning calories. After some intensive studies and experiments, health experts were able to come up with the concept of incorporating cross-training in order to overcome or break the monotony of just kind of like dull exercise. I use at the gym, there's a machine, I think it's called an elliptical machine, where you're moving your arms, you're moving your legs, they're kind of going up and down, and there's a little function, like a little button on that elliptical machine that allows you to cross train. And so you may go up a hill, it may allow you to go down a hill, it may, you know, it just has all of these varying degrees of resistance. And I think that really can help you as well. Just reading some stuff in the chat room, I don't do scales. Hey, Mama Smokey, what's going on? And she says, me neither. Yeah, it's, you know, I'm not a big scale person either, just because it can be depressing looking at a scale and you think you're not losing weight when you're gaining muscle and the actual number of your weight is not going to change. Just so you know, cross-training, the actual definition of cross-training, it refers to the integration of diverse movements or activities into a person's conventional exercise routine. So it basically just means shaking up stuff a bit. That's really what it is. And the main purpose of incorporating cross-training into any type of exercise program is to avoid overdoing one thing more than the other. Because if you lift, well, and again, let me just, I forgot to put a disclaimer, you know, on this show. This is, where's High Road? He always calls this psyology. This is based on my research, my knowledge, and my understanding of Saida trying to master her health. So I'm sharing with you what works for me. And if, in fact, you do decide to follow some of the stuff that I put on the blog, please feel free to read it, digest it, if you want to implement it into your life, but definitely check with a health professional first, because I don't want any problems and I don't need anybody coming back to me saying, Sai said. So now that that's said, just give a quick acknowledgement to everybody in the chat room. Good morning, Pastor Montan McDonald. I see that you put in the chat room that you'll be in and out today, and I also see that True says he's buried. A lot of people are. You know, yesterday was our first full day back to work, and I understand that everybody is buried. So I'm just happy that you have me tuned onto your computer while you're listening. And if you miss anything, you know you can always go back into iTunes or download or listen to the show later. But I make for good background music while you're at work. So you can continue to listen, and I know you guys, you know, have my best interest and know that my heart is with you while you're at your desk working, so I consider that an absolute blessing that you're even allowing me into your space while you're working, so thank you very much. I want to get into a little bit of some components of cross-training, and then as we continue on with today's show, we're going to get into the benefits of whey protein and different types of protein as well. So some of the components, actually my research has revealed to me that cross-training has three basic components. Number one is endurance exercises. And with endurance exercises to condition the heart, lungs, blood vessels, and to induce relaxation, I actually get into a meditative state. Well, I get into a meditative state anytime I'm exercising because that's the only way for me to stay focused on the actual task at hand, because if I'm focusing on what I'm doing, I will just not want to do it anymore. But I kind of allow myself to zone out. And so what happens is as I'm exercising, it just kind of takes over me and my brain zooms out. So just you know, I think when we're working on cross-training and mastering our health, the endurance exercises that are used to condition our heart, lungs, and blood vessels really does induce relaxation. And this can begin with something as simple as carefully planned walking, a carefully planned walking and jogging regimen, or even just speed walking. You know, right here in New York City, you see people speed walking all the time. I mean, if you know, you see people going and going and going. It depends on what city you live in, you know, but in New York City near Central Park, you see people speed walking, you know, all the time. And that's definitely a way to build up your endurance. So, you know, that's something as well. Another way, another component of cross training as a beginner is exercises to strengthen the muscles, and particularly those that are important to good posture, such as your lower back, your shoulders. Those are very important body parts that you have to strengthen. Your core, your abdomen, just that's a big part of yoga, yoga and Pilates. And for those of you who may take yoga, or even for our moms, like yesterday we had an extensive conversation about breastfeeding. For new moms, yoga and Pilates is wonderful because what they do is they work on your core. And it's funny because I'm always talking about on the show, what is your core competency? What is your core competency? What is the thing that you do, since I have so many entrepreneurs that listen to me? And I always say, draw a circle on a piece of paper and inside of that write your core competency. Well, a lot of that came from my study about your core, your center, the essence of who you are. And in our bodies, it goes right back to our torso, our chest, which is really the center. Some people may argue the brain, but it's the center from which all of our limbs extend. So strengthening your core and having your back tight, your stomach muscles strong, it definitely, definitely increases your posture and will make you feel so much better. So exercises to strengthen the muscles are very, very important, especially going on in your core. I always think of my core. Think of the core of an apple. That's the center and the nucleus of an apple. So those are very important. Another component for cross-training is exercises to improve joint mobility to prevent and or relieve aches and pains. That's very important as well. I hear, actually, you know what, my son's girlfriend, the dear that she is, she's about to turn 20 years old, she is, she suffers from severe arthritis, and she's an absolute angel. Actually, if you go on my Facebook page and you look through my pictures, you'll see a picture of us last Christmas, and it's funny, people saw the picture of us and said, Saeed, I didn't know you had a daughter. I do not have a daughter. That's my son's girlfriend. But she's absolutely a dear, but she suffers from severe arthritis. And also you'll see in the picture, my younger son has very long braids, and she braids his hair for him. And many times she can't, well, it becomes increasingly difficult for her to finish braiding my son's hair because she has a bout with arthritis. And she sometimes it gets so bad that she has to go to the hospital. And this young lady is only 20 years old. She's a sophomore in college, an absolute darling girl. But it's very, very important that we exercise to improve joint mobility, which is used as a preventative measure for aches and pains. And these can be static stretches that are safe and effective for most people. Even if you're not trying to lose weight, it's just very important for you to maintain the strength of your body, be it your fingers, your elbows, your knees. I'm a roller skater, and I love to roller skate, and I've shared with you many times, but I remember the first time I got back on roller skates, I roller skated for years, like at least two times a week. I was in great shape. I moved to Atlanta, started, you know, living the good life, got lazy, didn't put on a pair of skates, and when I moved back to Jersey, I went roller skating with my kids. I almost couldn't get out of the bed the next day. My knees were in so much pain, my lower back was in so much pain, that you don't even realize what bad shape you're in until you start to work out. And that's one of the things that kept me from working out for so long, is because I just didn't want to be in pain the next day. I was like, I don't want to hurt. I don't feel like being hurt. But it's kind of like a necessary evil. So just know that cross-training is a great way to modify the concept of exercising and losing fat without having to endure, like, monotonous activities. And, in fact, the idea of exercising is like what you're doing. Like, if you're engaging in cross-training, you'll be aware of it, and before you know it, you'll reach your desired weight. So it's definitely one way to have fun. Cross-training is definitely a good way to help. Oh, and please know that if you're going to begin any type of exercise regimen, please get good sneakers. Please, well, we call them sneakers here. I think they're called tennis shoes or something like that in other areas of the country. But, you know, in the New York area, or up here in the Northeast, we call them sneakers. Please get yourself a good pair of sneakers because it will make a very big difference. I also, in the spring, I run around where I live, and I start off slow. I actually walk, and then, you know, right as the weather breaks, which in this area is probably about April, mid-April, I'm not one of those people that are diehard runners and will run in the winter. I'm sorry, I'm not doing it. But, like, right in mid-April, the beginning of April, mid-April, I start my walking in the evening, maybe, like, around the time that we change our time forward. And last year, I started my walking, and then I build up my stamina and I build up my endurance. So then by the end of the summer, or, like, really before it gets too hot, like probably in the midsummer before August comes in, I can run probably up to 2 miles. And then, of course, I lose it again in the winter. I get, you know, cookies and comfort foods again. But that's just been a part of my life for the last couple of years. But what happened was, when I started last year, I couldn't figure out why my shins were hurting. I mean, I was in my bed, and I couldn't even lift my leg to roll over in the bed because my shins were in so much pain. And I had a good pair of sneakers. I loved my sneakers. They were the same sneakers I've worn for 3 years. But, in fact, that was part of the problem, that I had I had these sneakers for too long, and I wore them out. And as soon as I went, I bought a pair of, I don't know what they're called. I've got them. They're not on. I thought they were next to me on the floor. But I bought a really good pair of Nike running sneakers, and sometimes they can be very expensive. Like, you may see sneakers for about $150 a pair or $125 a pair. I know it's a little costly, but they're designed with runners and cross trainers in mind. And if you go into any store like a Foot Locker or a Foot Action, I don't know what other stores are around the country, but I know here in the Northeast, in the New York area, we have Foot Locker, Foot Action, Lady Foot Locker. They have specifically sneakers designed for running and cross training. If, in fact, this is something that you want to implement as a regular part of your life, I strongly encourage you to get a pair, because just the way the sneakers are built, it can help prevent aches and pains. I don't know how they're made or what the deal is about them, and I'm not an expert, but I do know when I went and I got a different pair of sneakers, my shins didn't hurt anymore. And actually, a lot of the stores have experts on staff, like, that are running or actually physical fitness experts. They're not just quote-unquote salespeople, and they were actually able to help me, like, buy proper insoles. And let me tell you, the very first day I ran, it made the world of difference. My shins weren't hurting. I wasn't in pain. And it wasn't that they were hurting because of lack of exercise. It was hurting because, for some reason, when my feet were landing on the concrete because I was running in the street, it took away some whatever pressure of whatever it is. I don't know what it is, but whatever pressure that I was putting on my heels, running on the cement and running on the concrete, was alleviated by these sneakers. So if, in fact, that's something that you're seriously considering, then I would definitely recommend making the investment. And just as a quick sidebar, the sneakers that I bought, I think they were like maybe $90 or $100, but I got them on sale. So I think I only paid like maybe $40 or $50 for them, and they're really legit running sneakers. And you'll see some of them have like the little bubble or something in the middle, but I'm very frugal and I'm a good shopper, but I think I only probably paid maybe $50. I can't imagine I would pay more than $50 for them, so I'm sure they were less than $50, and they were pretty expensive. They were probably very close to $100. And then I went and spent an additional, I think, $15 or $20 on these particular insoles, and it made the world of difference. So if you're going to really get into this, I say spend the money. You'll thank me later. Okay, Pastor Montal McDonald just posted in the chat room, it absorbs impact, easy on the knees also. I love mine. Yeah, I knew, I remember when the guy was explaining it to me, this was new for me because I didn't understand. I thought you just go buy a pair of sneakers. But he was explaining how, especially since I'm running in the street, it can help alleviate the pressure on my shins. And like you said, it's easy on the knees also. So I have no stake or interest in anybody going out and buying, you know, tennis shoes or sneakers really expensive. But if this is what you want to do, I strongly, strongly, strongly recommend cross training, and I strongly recommend buying yourself a really good pair of sneakers. And plus it makes you feel good, because when I got mine, you know me, I had to be the little flirt that I am. I had to buy the matching running pants and the matching, you know, so I had to be cute while I'm out there running in the street with my new sneakers. So have fun with it, and I think my whole bill was probably about just over $100, and that included the sneakers and, you know, the little zhuzhed-up tennis outfit and all that stuff. So thank you. True says, I got a great pair of fitness shoes at the Nike outlet for $15. The original price was $69.99. I used to sell shoes when I moved to L.A., yeah, and that's what I'm – there's also, for those of you in this area, you can go to the Nike – I think there's a Nike outlet or a Nike, you know, outlet in Elizabeth Gardens. I think it's called Elizabeth Gardens by Newark Airport. And there's a Nike outlet also, I think, as you're going to Delaware. I know when we drive down to Washington, D.C., there's it's called Nike Town, N-I-K-E-T-O-W-N. So I know there are a couple of really good discounts and sales that you can get, especially on Nike. And I actually love Nike running shoes. I haven't really tried too many of the other ones, but I really am a fan of Nike. So, yeah, True says he got a pair. True says the girl was shocked. It was so inexpensive, too. Yeah, if you get a good sale... And he also says you have to look carefully. I don't care too much, like, about the colors, because some of the running shoes will be very, very colorful, and you'll have, you know, lime green and orange and all that other stuff. I'm not buying for that. You know, I would have no problem buying a pair of $15 sneakers, especially if they're cross-training or running, because I know it's going to help me, you know, in the long run. It's just going to help your legs, and it's going to help your shins. But just so you're aware, all of the information that I just shared, my research, I put in a post, and it can be found in two places. For those of you that follow my personal blog, which is cybrown.com, you'll see it. It says Mastering Your Health, Cross Training for Fitness and Fat Loss. And then for those of you that belong to the Life Remixed online community, I've been very, very good at monitoring our community this year. I know I was a little negligent and remiss at the end of last year, but a lot of the stuff that's going on in our community, I've been posting the things that we talk about on the show, saving friends, adding comments, and definitely go in and decorate your page if you have a moment. And also, Pastor Montal McDonald has a social networking site. It's called The God Life, so feel free to visit The God Life as well. But, yeah, so go on there. But just, you know, for those of you that are following, or for those of you that may be listening through iTunes, definitely feel free to, you know, to go on and read and follow. Let me see what's going on in the chat room before we move on to the next area. And the next area that we're talking about today is the benefits of whey protein. No carbs today, Cy? No, actually, I did really well. Wait, I did have a little spoon of macaroni and cheese from last night's dinner. I did. Last night I made turkey wings. This is my favorite meal, turkey wings with cabbage, macaroni and cheese, and cornbread. But I had a small plate. I'm not starving myself. I had a small plate. So when I got up this morning, I did stick one spoon into the macaroni and cheese, and I ate that. So that's the only carbs I had today. But I'm doing really good, and I'm down to one cup of coffee in the morning. I make a small pot. I used to drink it all morning long, but I realize my skin is starting to look, you know, not that great. So coffee was a big impact. I see more people are joining us in the chat room. Hello to Spike Spielberg. I went to that site you referenced, Spike, and I saved it as my favorite yesterday. He put a great website in the chat room that revealed how he lost so much weight, and I saved it to my favorites. I would share it with everybody, but I don't have it in front of me right now. And also a big shout-out to Christian Wives Club, who just joined us in the chat room. So hello, welcome. Thank you for listening. We are already halfway through the show, my goodness, so I want to make sure that I'm able to get to everything that we have going on today. I want to continue our lesson. We're moving on to the benefits of whey protein, and just know that it's come up often in health discussions, and I think it's very important that we know what it is before we start saying, yes, I'll take it, or no, I'm not going to take it. We want to make sure we know what we're ingesting into our body. Hello to Life Conversations. Namaskar back to you as well, so thank you. Whey protein is actually a term used to describe a group of global proteins that can be separated. When a cow's milk is used to manufacture cheese, and you know how I kind of feel about milk and stuff like that, it leads to the production of whey, which may or may not be discarded. And it's a mixture, and I can't say all of the words, so please read it on the blog. But I think the way you pronounce it, I studied it, but that doesn't mean I can pronounce it. It's a mixture of lactoglobulin, alpha-lactobumin, and serum albumin. And similar to the protein found in egg white, whey protein can also be irreversibly changed by heat. When made part of the pasteurization process, it becomes less bioactive. If not, whey protein naturally becomes bioactive, which means it contains a high concentration of cysteine and consequently glutathione, which is an antioxidant that is essential to improved fitness and health. To read what this stuff is, please go to the blog. I'm having a little difficulty with these words, but I studied it, and it's what I wrote, and I know what I'm saying. Spike just put in the chat room, whey protein really works. I'm glad somebody else is saying that so you guys don't think I'm coming at you totally out of left field. What makes it good for the body is that because whey protein contains a lot of essential and non-essential acids, it frequently plays a prominent role in most low-carb, high-protein diets. And another reason for this is because of its low content of fats and, of course, carbohydrates. And that's something that we have to watch. Don't forget, this show is about mastering your health, not necessarily about weight loss. It's really about what's good for our body. And when we're talking about whey protein, we have to understand its effects as it relates to fat and carbohydrates. There's a group of women who did a study. They did a study of pregnant women. I don't know how these conversations keep going back to pregnant women. And a number of OBGYNs or doctors of obstetrics and gynecology have advised their patients to increase their whey protein because it provides a good amount of amino acids needed for growing infants inside the woman's body. And just an increased intake of whey protein naturally improves the development of the baby. But you have to imagine, if it's good for a developing baby, how much good is it doing to their immune system, the immune system of the baby, and then the immune system of the mother? And I think when we're looking at boosting our immune system, getting toxins out of our body, oh my goodness, I just got a shock in the chat room, and I'll tell you in a second. Getting toxins out of our body, we need to make sure we're putting stuff in that's good for us. I just got breaking news in the chat room where Christian Wives Club says, I'm pregnant. So I didn't know that, but for some reason, all of my research has just been coming up about pregnant and pregnancy. So I am pleased to share that one of our listeners just announced that she's pregnant. And to True, if I could smack you in the back of your head right now, I would, because you're telling me something I'm trying to say, Cy. Absolutely not. It is not Cy. It is Christian Wives Club who is pregnant. I don't need any rumors going out on the internet. Congratulations. So maybe there's a reason that all this pregnancy stuff has been coming into my head lately. maybe prophetic, perhaps. Actually, Christine. She just put in the chat room, Christine. I don't want to be too revealing of people's identities, but it is Christine, and we all want to wish Christine and baby and daddy congratulations on their new bundle of joy. Well, now you heard it right here on Life Remix Radio and from Spike and from a whole bunch of other sources that it is very good. It may be very good for you to add some whey into your diet. So enough on that. Wow, that's amazing. I'm happy to hear that. That's making me smile. You can probably hear it right, right through my voice. I just got a text message from Celeste, who's listening to the show. She dialed in, and she's listening to the show through the phone because, you know, you can always dial in and listen to the show at 347-633-9113. Again, 347-633-9113. So you can listen to the show. You can log on and listen to the show. You can listen through iTunes. But she said, "Sai, I thought it was you." No, my darling, it is not me. It's Christine. Mama Smokey says this is a happy birth time. And Mama Smokey is saying it's a boy. Wow, we're getting some early predictions. So this is exciting. We've got a baby coming. Make sure we all have your contact information so we can send you well wishes and little baby booties. I'm telling you right now, anytime somebody has a baby, all I send them is a case of diapers. Maybe a case or two of diapers because you can, and undershirts because you can never go wrong with that. She's about 19 weeks. So if I remember my math correctly, isn't that about 6 or 7 months? I think it's 6 or 7 months. But anyway, let me get back to the health. But this is just so exciting. Breaking news on Life Remix Radio. let's get to where to buy it. You can probably go to any supermarket or specialty food store. Again, if you're in the New York City area, you can go to GNC. And I even think Duane Reade, which is a big drugstore chain in New York City, you can probably find it in Duane Reade as well. I don't know about Walgreens, but I definitely know GNC has it. So, oh, Christine just put in the chat room, "Sorry for the takeover." Are you kidding? That's the best news in the world. It's never a takeover. We always want to share good news and great stories and even sad news and sad stories with our Life Remix family because we're all cousins and aunties and uncles on this show. So now your healthy baby is going to have a whole bunch of aunties and uncles that are part of this Life Remix family. So that's a great – and Mama Smokey just put in the chat room, "Great takeover." Absolutely. There's always room for good news in this show. Always, always, always good news for room in this show. So we want to keep everybody encouraged. So that's beautiful. Let me just share one warning about whey protein and something that you do need to be mindful of. And even though it's good for the body, too much consumption of anything is not good. We all know that. I like red wine, and I've had some people tell me, "Saida, you're a Christian. You're not supposed to drink red wine." I don't care. I'm drinking a glass of red wine every now and again. But, some people have said, you know, that's just not a good thing. But anyway, too much of anything is not a good thing. So just be mindful when you decide to go or embark on some type of new regimen. Just be careful and make sure it's consumed in moderation because what can happen is too much intake of whey protein can lead to unnecessary complications of your liver. And we definitely don't want that. Remember we talked about the importance of our liver yesterday. The liver is the organ that recycles unwanted chemicals in the body. It sorts out toxins and places them in an organ for elimination during the process of circulation. And the principal elimination organs will back up the liver where those toxins can be stored and eliminated. So if, in fact, you start taking too much whey and you have complications with your liver, it can lead to very undesirable problems within your body temple, I should say. So just be very careful. Just know that the liver is one of the most important organs of the body. And also, here's the last piece before we move on to multivitamins. Lactose intolerant individuals must consume whey protein rather than the normal variety because the former has less lactose included actually in it. So just be careful. For those of you who are lactose intolerant, be very careful when taking whey protein as well. Just be mindful of how much you're taking, how you're taking it. Just be very careful with that. We want everybody to be healthy. Just reading some stuff in the chat room very, very quickly. True says to me, if you're drinking a whole bottle, then we have to talk. No, I'm not drinking a whole bottle of red wine. No, I actually have a bottle, and it just lasts, you know, I don't know how long it lasts. If my husband may have a glass, maybe at dinner on Sunday or something like that, I might have a half a glass. But no, definitely you don't have to worry about me downing a whole bottle of of red wine. Just as a quick sidebar, we bought sparkling cider for Christmas, and there was just a little bit of cider left in the bottle. And my grandmother, you know, she's been on the show before. She's really proper, and, you know, you do things in order, and, you know, there's all this decorum. We caught her where she picked up the bottle and was finishing the apple, like the sparkling cider. It was like a swallow left. She calls it a swallow. And we snapped a picture of her finishing up the bottle. So there's a picture of my grandmother, like, holding up this bottle. But it looks like it's a bottle of champagne or wine or something like that. So we have one of the funniest pictures of my grandmother, you know, maybe looking like a 40 or something, turning it up when really it's just a bottle of sparkling cider. So that was just a quick, funny story. She'll probably be mad that I said it. But, yeah, she drank from the bottle, and we teased her about it. We said, Grandma, now you know if we had done that. But she didn't think anybody was in the kitchen. She just took a swig of it because it really was almost finished. But when my son snapped that picture and I saw the picture, I think we all laughed for an hour because she's the epitome of decorum. And we caught her. And what's even funnier is that the way, if you ever buy like a bottle of sparkling cider, it actually looks like an alcohol bottle or a wine bottle or a champagne bottle. So it looks like my grandmother's getting her drink on. We just got another prediction in the chat room. Mama Smokey says, Spike, two big decisions coming up this month. Don't spend too much time thinking about it. You already know the answer. See, that's the beauty of this show. Our people's lives are getting blessed in all sorts of ways every single day here. So we love stuff like that. Today was an excellent, excellent show. I got out a lot of information about cross-training for fitness. I got a lot of information about the benefits of whey protein, getting ready to give you some information about multivitamins, and we had a new birth announcement, and we have some predictions about one of our listeners, Spike, courtesy of Mama Smokey. So this is beautiful, 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 beautiful good stuff. Beautiful stuff. This show just brings out the best of everybody. I just love it. We're going to talk very quickly about some multivitamins before we wind down today's broadcast. And don't forget, today's show is part 2 of 3 of Mastering Your Health. So definitely tune in to tomorrow. So we'll do part 3 of this 3-part series. And the beauty, if you want to download it, feel free to go to our website and download it. So that way you can save it. You'll have it on a DVD. I mean, not a DVD. You'll have it on a CD to listen to at a later time. So definitely feel free to save the show, take a listen. And I hope this show has really been a blessing to you. Very quickly, just some quick facts about multivitamins. I've never been a big vitamin person. My mother has been a big vitamin person. And in my studies of studying for this show, and, you know, it's the new year, the new me, I want to be healthy, I'm finding so many wonderful benefits about multivitamins. And I started taking, like, a daily multivitamin, but if you go into my mom's house, she's got little jars of B12, B59, C, Q, R, S, T, Y, X, Y, Z stuff. You know, I don't know what is what, but I decided to take a multivitamin. And the beautiful thing with the multivitamin is that it contains, like, 100, if you get a good one, it contains 100% of what you need in different areas. So just some quick tips about multivitamins. The purpose of a multivitamin is that the body needs 13 essential vitamins to function properly. In regulating the crucial performance of the body, it has to have vitamins A, B, C, D, E, K, B12, and the 7B complex vitamins. Wow, I forgot. I sound like I'm reading the train stop in Times Square. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. There's almost a train with every letter in the alphabet. And a majority of these vitamins are obtained through the food that we eat. But what happens is a lot of times, even though it's in the food that we eat, it can evaporate or decrease the intensity of the vitamin through the cooking process. So a lot of times if we steam something or we add salt and pepper and all that, it just kind of can, not necessarily salt and pepper, but just the cooking process can decrease the potency of some of these vitamins that we really, really need. So that's very important as well. Just know that everything has to be done in moderation. One of the benefits of a daily intake of multivitamins is to prevent deficiency. And I know I was slightly anemic when I was pregnant, and this definitely goes out to Christine. I don't, you know, I mean, you're well along in your pregnancy, but I had to take iron. And then, you know, it made me feel a little better. I wasn't as lethargic, but just all types of vitamins are designed to do different things. Pregnant women, and I'll just share this with you just for the sake of today's show, during their first trimester are recommended by their doctors to take multivitamins. And when I was pregnant, they gave me these big, huge horse pills, and I refused to take them because I swear it was the size of my thumb. It was so big, and thank God my kids were healthy, but I just know they were telling me that taking multivitamins every day reduced the risk of transmitting malnutrition. Now, I ate really well, and, you know, thank God my kids were healthy, but I think especially for you and for the sake of this conversation, it's really important, and I'm sure you are really taking care of yourself, but multivitamins are very, very important. Another thing, stress is one risk factor which needs serious supplementation that multivitamins can provide, especially with people that don't take care of their health very well. You can pop in a quick multivitamin, and it can keep you on the go and try to keep all of the things flowing inside your body the way they're supposed to be flowing. And there's a lot of people, some people will say vitamins are like a placebo and that it's mental, that, you know, just the act of getting up in the morning, putting something in your mouth that's supposed to keep your body functioning, just that action alone can lead to better health. You know, it is what it is. If it's a placebo, I don't know. If I could have had time, I would have done a little bit more research to study, like, the comparison to people that actually took a vitamin versus people that took a placebo. But I do know that just the act of getting up or as part of your regular day, the act of putting something in your mouth that's supposed to make you feel better, just is enough to trigger mechanisms in your brain and certain hormones to make you feel better. So I think vitamins do have a lot of beneficial health, I don't know the word, like benefits, I guess, but also just the act of knowing that I get up and take my vitamins will make you think twice about engaging in very unhealthy behaviors. And unhealthy behaviors can also be eating the wrong things. Just by me doing this show for these first couple of days in January about mastering your health is what precluded me from eating half a plate of macaroni and cheese for breakfast versus dipping my spoon in and eating one spoonful of macaroni and cheese. So whatever you feel you need to keep yourself healthy, rock on with it. And this show has helped me. It's making me be mindful of my carbs because I don't want to come on the air and be like, yeah, yo, I had cornbread, macaroni. And I did, but I did not eat as much as I normally would eat just because I know we're talking about health and just because my desire to be healthy supersedes my desire to feel comfortable and feel full on foods that may not be the healthiest for me. So that's enough on that. Let me just see what's going on in the chat room before we start to wind down. Life conversations, beautiful people, gotta love you and leave you. Oh, thank you for joining us anyway. Thank you so much. Someone asked, how's my mom doing? Who put that in the chat room? I can't see. I'm scrolling down so quickly. Spike says, I love the fact that Psy is focusing on health this year. I have to, because especially within the Black community, we are so remiss in monitoring our health. And it's definitely a strike against us. And I'm so sick of us saying that, oh, we can't do it. We have to. I believe if we don't take control of our life will take control of us. And we can't always have control of every situation, but we can control what we put in our mouth. And it is a fact that the lower your income is, the more obese you can become, just because of the readily available, very unhealthy yet inexpensive foods. It's very expensive to eat healthy. And my younger son hates the fact that we're always buying fresh spinach, you know, like the little spinach to make the salads and stuff. This is nasty. That spinach is $3 a bag. That's very expensive. So we can't afford to eat these big, huge meals. But what happens is I find now that we're not even as hungry because the foods that we're eating are fulfilling and are better for us. So True says you're able to afford junk. Well, yeah, it's true, but, you know, you can get a Big Mac, you can get a whole Big Mac meal, soda, whatever, just say for $5 or $6 here in this area. Actually, in New York City, where I live in North Jersey, you can probably get it for $5 or $6. In New York City, it's closer to $7 or $8. But that's very expensive. But then when you look at a fresh one bag of spinach, and fresh spinach cooks down to nothing. You can buy a whole bag of spinach, and that really cooks down to just enough for one person. That's $3 right there. We went to buy a piece of lamb, and a good big lamb roast was $25. That's very, very expensive. So we just have to be mindful of what we spend our money on and what we put into our body. And in my brain, I just keep thinking my desire to be healthy supersedes my desire to eat something that tastes good this moment. So looking at that strawberry cake, which has since been long gone, because I told you all yesterday I ate half of a sheet cake by myself this holiday season, I would not do that now. Even you can probably put that strawberry cake in front of me. Not only would I not take a spoon of it, I would just push it away, just because my desire to be healthy really supersedes my desire to eat that cake. And, you know, even if it's just for a month, even if I'm only like this for 2 months, for 3 months, for 4 months, oh, well, that's 2, 3, or 4 months that I may have prolonged my life on the other side. You know what I mean? So, oh, well. Yeah, Christine just put, I love lamb, but it costs a lot. I grew up on lamb. Well, you all know I grew up in the Islamic faith, and we ate a lot of lamb. Lamb was just like a regular burger for us. So, you know, so that's that. But anyway, let me get back really quickly. I was asked how my mom is doing. She starts chemo again this week, which was extremely painful for me. You all heard me last week. It was True who asked me, and he's the one that called me last week. So I just absolutely love him and adore him for that. Thank you very much. It's tough. It's not easy. You know, we get through it, but we're making it through, and my mom is very, very optimistic. Just everybody, please, just all of the stuff that we talked about on this show, log on to liferemix.net. You'll see all of the things that we talked about today. You'll see all of the information on cross training for fitness, the benefits of whey protein, a whole piece that I wrote up on multivitamins, and then you'll also see yesterday's information on detoxing. So that is all I have to say about that. Just some programming notes that tomorrow is day 3 of mastering our health. True says 3 minutes. Yeah, I'm getting ready to actually wind down because I hear my phone beeping where I didn't charge the battery. So I called in from my phone today instead of using my regular studio mic. Hi, Rose. I don't think I've eaten meat since 2004. Yeah, it's I could go. My husband hasn't either. He doesn't eat red meat at all and has not eaten red meat for a very long time. But I will eat a burger every now and again, but I probably won't do that. Hi, Rose says, hey, Sai, is Blog Hustle your site? It sure is. Just go to bloghustle.info, and you'll get a lot of information on how to make money with your blog. So, yes. Mama Smokey put, is it really? But I think we all have to go our own journey. Okay. That's a comment on the meet. Everybody, thank you so much for listening. I will leave the chat room open. We're down to 90 seconds in this broadcast, so I'm going to close with our prayer. And please, the chat room will be open. Log on to liferemix.net. You can see the things that we talked about. Or feel free to just go to cybrown.com. Just remember, we shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that we can do, or any kindness I can show to any human being, let us do it now. Let me not defer or neglect it, for we shall not pass this way again. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you all tomorrow at 12 noon right here on Life Remixed Radio. Thank you so much, everybody. I think we had one of the best shows today. I got all my information out. We had great conversation, so thanks for joining me, and I'll see everybody tomorrow.
Hey, what's up? This is Dewan Boyd, a.k.a. DJ Rabbit, representing Rabbit Productions, hanging out chilling with my girl, Cy Buggy. That's right, Cy Brown, right here on LifeRemixedRadio.com. Say word.